Tracy, I know it's a totally different situation, but when you think back when you were up 2-0 in Dallas a couple years ago, you're up 2-0 here now. Is there a different kind of mindset with you in this team, a different outlook on things? How did you, can you even compare the scenarios? Yeah, I know you won on the road there and you won at home here.
Yeah,
but
you can. Yeah. Of course. You're up 2-0. I think, we just much more focused group, haven't gone through it before. I think we know what it takes to make it happen. It's going to be tough because we're going on the road now, opposed to coming back home, for two games. So we're going on the road. Much more hostile environment. And, definitely going to be a lot of energy in the building. We're just going to try to take care of business.
Has the difficulty in shooting been the shooting itself or even in running the offense prior to the shot?
Say it again?
Has the difficulty in shooting a higher percentage, the normal percentage for this team, been in the shooting itself or in the running of your offense even prior to when you take the shot?
No, I think it's them dictating our offense, what they want us to do. Because I think normally, in a regular season, you're pretty much getting what you want. You're catching the ball where you're going to catch it. You run the offense smoothly. But with this team, since the playoffs and since they're a high-energy team, they're making us catch the ball where we don't want to catch the ball. They're making us run pick and rolls in a area where we normally don't run pick and roll. And I think that has something to do with our shooting and with our field goal percentage because they're making us, they're up into us and making us, run our offense in areas where we normally don't run.
How can you do better?
Well, it's always accounts for everything. And we worked on some of that today as far as where we catch the ball, how we're going to go about catching the ball, and if they put pressure on us, what we're going to do when that happens. We have our ways of overcoming when they put pressure on us.
Tracy, is this an overstatement? Is it an overstatement to say that right now up 2-0 y'all are looking out of the series? Is that an overstatement in your opinion?
No, we're up. And we're up. We're lead 2-0. It's in our favor right now. We can't worry about that. We still got, a lot more ball game to play. A lot more basketball to play. And, we're going into that building for two games. And we know how tough it's going to be. It's going to be tough.
How is their building compared to other buildings, road buildings, that is, and their fans, Tracy?
I don't know, because it really doesn't bother me. I've had great games in that building. The fans are very passionate about the game. They're crazy out there. They say some crazy things out there, but they can't come on the basketball court and play. So
yeah.
That's why I never even worry about how loud the building is or what type of environment. They can't come out and play. If we just go out there, be focused, we won't even notice that they're on.
Thank you. Expect a different Utah team in game 3 though?
I expect the same Utah team we've been facing. Guys have been playing extremely hard. They've been playing well. We just found some better win. Wasn't shooting the ball particularly well, but we got to the free throw line. We got second chance. So we're finding a way to win. Those guys are playing good basketball.
What does it tell you about this team when Derek Fisher says he thought in that game two, Chuck Hayes was the difference when you boil it down?
He's right. He's right. First half, Chuck Hayes carried us. our other guys, Chuck and, for him to come out and play the way he did in the first half, kept us in the ball game.
How important is that to have someone like that? It's not always on you.
Well, that's what I mean. I have a great supporting cast. Something I never had in the past, in these playoffs. Everything was on my shoulders. Go out and score. Go out and do this and do that. I don't think we're playing great basketball in the first half. We're not scoring the ball as much, but for all the guys to go out, get a second chance to run off and shout to do what he's doing, it's keeping us in the game and very good play on their part.
You've been talking a lot about the game, you guys are finally good.